I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You may not be real familiar with the Cerulean Warbler, but their numbers are dropping, and there's a new program in place to try and change that. And as a result, that's going to improve a lot of habitat for a lot of the animals you are familiar with. I'll tell you more about it coming up in a moment. Kyle Aldinger is a staff member with the National Wild Turkey Federation helping to facilitate the Cerulean Warbler Forest Enhancement Project in West Virginia. Why are the turkey guys so interested in Cerulean Warblers? Well, because such improvements is also good for turkeys.
The Cerulean Warbler represents a wide range of different species, from wild turkey to ruffed grouse, white-tailed deer, a number of other songbirds, just the list goes on and on.
And that's why a number of conservation groups and state agencies like DNR and the Division of Forestry, plus the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, have gotten involved. The program seeks private landowners who may be considering timber work on their property.
Have all come together to help to get private landowners to do sustainable forest management on their property. And these partners provide technical and financial assistance to these private landowners to do that.
As he said, there is some money tied to the work for a landowner that chooses to go on the program.
There is a financial incentive for landowners that is administered through the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. And depending on what the landowner wants to do, there are different types of payment scenarios.
The program just got up and running in 2016, so it may be a while before results can be gauged.
It's probably too early to say whether it has had an impact on the habitat and the populations of this warbler, but in West Virginia, we've already signed up almost 450 acres on private land, and we've also collaborated with partners like the DNR to do management on wildlife management areas.
So why all this attention on a warbler? Well, it's struggling mightily.
The warbler has been declining for decades now. The North American Breeding Bird Survey, which started in 1966, basically every year that survey has run, they've noted a decline in the warbler population. And in some areas, specifically West Virginia, this bird has lost up to about 70% of its population since the 1960s.
For more information, Google Cerulean Warbler Forest Enhancement Project or just call Kyle at 304-284-7595. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.